He would say, "Did you know this chameleon can change the color of its skin?" That would get everyone's attention. Then Dan thought, "That's not a bad idea." He raised his hand. "Sorry to interrupt, Mr. Cruz, but I just had an idea. Since we're going to be studying animal groups, what do you think about us having an animal here in our classroom? We could, you know, observe it." Before Mr. Cruz could respond, Sarah Peters' hand shot up. "I think that's an excellent idea, Mr. Cruz. We could study the animals' behavior and adaptations firsthand and write about them in our science logs. We could observe the animal's appetite, what it ate, when it slept, and more. And not only that, we would learn responsibility and cooperation. We would have to work as a team to keep the animal healthy and plan for its care over vacation." Sarah sat back. Dan smiled to himself. Leave it to Sarah to make a more convincing case than he had. She had to be one of the smartest kids in the fourth grade. All right, Sarah," said Mr. Cruz. "Point made. I hear you, and I'm not completely opposed to this idea. But," he said as he looked around the room, "I am not sure how we will manage this. What kind of animal do you propose we adopt?"